Hello and welcome to GPTV on Tuesday the 16th of March. My name's Philip Kingston.
And I'm Gary Peer.
And did you notice how I said it in a much more measured and slower, less hyped up, less ADD caffeinated way,
is that
Gary?
What's changed? Is
something
changed?
I thought after the weekend where we had such incredible success right across Melbourne in so many different suburbs, I would come in just a little bit sober and a little bit more matter-of-factly. How's it working for you, Gary?
Look, Phil, I'm fine. The mini, you know, you're an enigma, Phil, an enigma. You've got many different faces
an enigma,
and personalities.
Not an enigma.
No, an enigma is a bit like an enema. Mm.
Yes.
Somebody asked me today, actually. Yeah, they said, is this show scripted or whatever? And I said, look, we're just not clever enough to script it to even think about what we say.
Whoever that person was, you're watching, thank you. Many thanks for thinking that the show was that considered.
No. They said afterwards, because if it is, you should sack the scriptwriter. So that's all. But never mind.
Boom, boom.
A big weekend, middle March. The year's just running away. We're just galloping away. Gary. Like Order of Command, which came third on Saturday, by the way.
Yeah, it doesn't pay a lot of money for third, Gary.
It doesn't pay the running cost, does it? It doesn't cover
the washing of the horse float.
No, not really, not quite. But anyway, we'll take
you
take.
You see
third.
That on your disbursements? Horse float wash?
You know what? You see things on disbursements for horses that we could never think. We should try to bring them into our business, see if we can have it, you know.
Everyone has a crack at our disbursements, which are all itemised and put on the table up front before the transaction is entered into.
But if you ever want to get vitamins.
I'm looking for the right word, which is politically correct to say on this show, but if you ever want to feel like it, well, I probably won't even go there either. But if you ever buy a horse, look at the list of disbursements. You couldn't invent this stuff.
No, they don't charge you. They just say it's 5%. This is how much. It's fine. And then all of a sudden, you get your first bill, and it's like a big roll of toilet paper. It just keeps going, going, going. Vitamins, float fees, this fees, entrance fees, scratching fees. Anyway, let's talk about the weekend that was, Phil. A busy weekend, an action-packed weekend. But I've got to tell you, Phil, and I've talked about it before. The Twilight Auction. How good is the Twilight Auction? I think we should just start Twilight Auctioning all week, all the time.
So I think this is now a permanent part of the auction timetable.
Yep.
The jury's probably going to be a bit out because I think Daylight Saving finishes at the end of March, first week of April.
Yep. I love Daylight Saving. Do you love Daylight Saving?
I don't know why we go back.
But you, aren't you...
I love
what about your
saving.
Farming background?
No, go back now.
It's terrible.
Go back to when the sheep were making noises.
It was bad for the cows.
It was bad for the cows.
Mind you, not a lot of farms around Caulfield and St Kilda.
That did come up, Bentley and Carnegie. None too bright. But having said that, I love daylight saving, and why we have a finish to daylight saving? Why we just don't stay all year with more daylight? Like who doesn't want more daylight?
I'm fearful that you've alienated our farming viewers, Philip, but I'm not happy about that
at all.
Hoping to get a bit of a rural farming.
Viewers know that the essence of me, the DNA of me, is a farm boy. Despite these gorgeous Italian suits and this, you know, the Rolex.
A lot of the farmers in Cootamundra wear that.
Range Rovers.
Do they wear that? They dress like you. What about your new car? I think that's a bit over the top.
I never ever thought that I would go to that extent.
Yeah. Has anybody let your tyres down yet?
No.
It's going to happen.
I haven't reversed over any Porsches yet.
You haven't run over another car. That's very impressive so far.
Nice to be out and about in a new car, Gary.
Yep. Talking about clothes, thank you for getting me my new clothes because Phil did. It was like a scene out of Pretty Woman. He took me out, he showered me with beautiful clothes, paid them for the business. I honestly, honest to God, don't know how much it's cost. He won't tell me, which scares me. But there were some nice clothes, but I didn't realise I had to throw my old ones out.
You've got to throw out all the old
You got very angry with me when I got
baggy ones with these rubbishy shirts. Can you just throw it all out and wear the new stuff? I must say, taking Gary to the tailor. Yeah. That's an experience. So for all of those viewers that have seen Gary naked, and there are some viewers, I might just shout out to a couple, but for all of the viewers that know Gary naked, you'll understand that he's got a few bumps and curves in
places. I'm not the young Adonis that I once was, Phil. Believe it or not. I know you're surprised.
Bumps and curves. And I've got to tell you, looking at the tailor's face when he was down on his knees measuring certain parts of you, you could see that he wasn't used to a body like yours. Just to get it out of the way, we know that you're a great guy. We know that you're a fantastic real estate
just
agent.
Just leave it there.
We know
just
that
stop.
We know that you're kind to small children and animals. We know that you do a lot of work in the community. We know that you're a charitable
man. Okay, so just stop.
We know a lot of really lovely things about it.
Can you just finish the story there?
But the shape of your body doesn't quite fit for the clothes that we spent so much money.
He bought me these suits last time. I tell the truth here, and they were all pulling me up from here, and I was walking very awkwardly, Phil. So, because you've a little bit more sculpt, you spend a bit more time in the gym working on yourself, I have to say, and good on you. You know, you got the result for it. God knows you put in enough hours, you should. But where you took me, they're not used to people of my shape. I understand that. Phil,
viewers, I have something of a penchant for clothing. If you would like to come shopping.
A porn what?
I think it's a penchant.
It's a pawn shop. Well, is that where you're getting clothes from? A pawn shop for clothing.
If you'd like to come shopping with me, I am a regular at the tailor. I'd love to take you shopping. So
take
you
the pawn
do,
shop.
If you do need a new outfit or two.
Frilly things.
You're welcome to join me. I'm going this Friday,
Do you know
actually.
What? If no one had watched your show before, they'd just think you're mad. So thankfully people... Hey, by the way, Phil, we sold a property on the weekend.
To the person that thought this show was about scripted, what are you, an idiot?
Yeah, he is an idiot, by the way. But I've got to tell you, Phil, that I understand from our vendor who lives overseas for the property at 374 Kuyong Road, Phil, 4374, let's just call him Ben. He said that a lot of his friends, and he's young, he's a young fellow in his 30s, I'd say, a lot of his friends watch GPTV. So shout out to Ben overseas, all the way overseas. But I didn't think young people would watch this. I didn't think they'd enjoy it.
Speaking of cult viewing,
are we cool or is just so badly daggy?
Speaking of cool, if you haven't watched this clip, we're going to show a few seconds of this clip up on screen. It's my all favourite time clip, which says everything about cult viewing. It's got nothing to do, of course, with real estate. How good's that? John Travolta and Uma Thurman, are they not the two coolest people on the planet?
They could be. I've got no idea what clip you just played because I didn't watch it. But do you want to explain what cool? Was it like the dancing very cool.
Absolutely gorgeous.
What's that got to do with property or
nothing,
GPTV?
Nothing. I just watched it the other night and I thought, gee, I love that.
I saw a good interesting John Travolta film the other day. Got zero stars, but it was rated, Phil, called Speed Kills, about a mafia guy. One of those little Netflix sort of, B-grade films. Didn't mind it. Phil, shall we move on? Get away from telly, get away from movies, get away from the classic cinema, even though we love it there. I don't know why I mentioned that, but there's some good movies been going on there lately. Talk about auctions, Phil. Talking about Twilight auctions, and I still want to know. We just went all around Africa and Middle East and got to my name, Asia, and we went through the pawn shop and we went everywhere. And we've come back here. So Phil, let's just talk a little about Twilight auctions. I still want to know if there's a vendor out there who's ready for a midnight auction. Phil, I want a midnight auction.
We talked about that last week.
By the way,
GPTV, where we'd come in our pajamas and have a midnight feast.
We do like the Twilight auctions.
Yeah. And this is where we're going to pick up from where we left off, was that we were talking about once daylight saving finishes.
Yep.
Is a Twilight auction still appropriate at 6:30 in the middle of winter? I'm not so sure.
Well, one of the associates of our company, you'll remember, sold in winter at about
5:30
on a Sunday, Phil, in South Caulfield.
And that was in winter.
And it got dark, and it was cold, and it was a ripper auction, Phil. So I'm looking for the first one. By the way, Danny, thanks for writing in, Danny. He said he loves the show. He's a shift worker, so he likes late-night action, late-night auctions and late... let's have an auction when people are asleep. So
speaking of shift workers, a shout out to my son Ben, who is now getting up at 3 a.m. He's put his law degree. How's this one?
Here's
one for the parents that are watching the great tragedies of our lives. We put in all of this investment into our children. We send them to fancy schools and do everything possible for them. What does he do? He defers his law degree and he's now becoming a baker.
Well,
you know what? 3 o'clock in the morning to start baking shift.
I don't know how, because if your wife's quite brilliant. He is such a smart kid.
Yep.
And if anyone's going to make it with incredible formula of bread and just have 1,000 outlets, it'll be Ben. Ben Kingston
may well be. Stay tuned, viewers, for Bread by Smart. Ben.
Yeah.
That's a bakery coming.
Benny's Bread.
Benny's Bread. Bread by Ben.
Baker Ben. The brilliant Baker Ben.
Yeah, the brilliant Baker Ben. Stay tuned because there is a bakery coming.
Can we invest? Can the peers invest in that business?
Well, we may well. It'll be a bit like the producers, Gary.
We'll be exactly right.
Keep investing. A few thousand percent.
Phil, 327 Elm Road was the Twilight auction I was talking about. It was quoted around that sort of mid-twos, but sold for way more than that, Phil, undisclosed. But congratulations to the buyer.
Yep.
And well done to the vendor.
We were twisting around the pool at that auction, Gary. We might have some video.
Speaking of... I had images, actually, because it was a bit late, and I came in, and there was a whole lot of people, and I saw a bit of a space, and I went through, and I didn't see the pool, but I thought I was actually going to fall in the pool, so that would be bad.
Speaking of auctions, Gary, we had a most amazing auction in Kinloch Avenue in Murrumbina.
You're not following the script.
No, I'm not. Okay. Since when do I do homework?
True,
you do all the homework and I just ad lib.
Yep.
Kinloch Avenue, check out this piece of footage for the final part of that auction.
Going! Going! Sold, ladies and gentlemen. Please congratulate.
So, Gary, how much fun are our auctions? You've got to love it when a car drives through and is prepared to just sit there and wait. Yep. That poor car was there for a number of minutes before he beat the horn. But thank you to whoever that was.
You haven't been hit by a car yet, but I'll tell you what did happen at an auction. Well, you have to listen to this because it's interesting and it's funny. Once you did, and it was a house that David Edelman built in Elmhurst Road, just around the corner. Phil jumped in the back of a ute while the auction was on.
Like 300 people.
300 people. So you, Mr. Showman, jumps in the back of the ute during the auction with the mic.
The ute drives into the middle of the crowd.
So Phil jumps on the ute, thinks it's hilarious. The ute drives away with him. So that did happen. That'll be in our book as well. It did happen. And of course, we didn't know what to do. The auction had stopped. The mic gets fainter and fainter. We don't know where the bids are. Off he goes anyway. Thankfully, the ute took you back. Anyway, that was a good auction in Kinloch, Phillip. Sold for $1,632,000, well above expectation, as many of our auctions did sell for above expectation, including number 18 Cedar Street, Phillip, which I had the auction honour sold for $1,611,000. That's what it will get you in Caulfield South, 1611.
Amazing. Look, Gary, let's not go through all of the
auctions. I'm just going to go through a few.
But what an amazing weekend it was. What great buzz and excitement there is in the marketplace.
Do you delude yourself and think that I make this show long, or do you actually think I make it long?
No, you do make it long. Because you want to talk about all the minutiae.
I
want to
move through it,
trivia,
and you hold me
where
up.
Where the viewers tune in for the swashbuckling fun and games that we have.
What do you mean, swashbuckling? We're two suited old real estate people, Phil. Let's move on. 339A Balaclava Road. Well done, Jeremy Roses. Nicky Genova sold for $895,000. Just a few to go through. Just give people a taste of what's happening, Philip. 281 Murrumbina Road, Carnegie.
Speaking of swashbuckling, I see that the actor Johnny Depp is being called back to make the latest. They're going to Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes.
They're calling for him in back. So. He got into a lot of financial trouble. Viewers went from being worth $700 or $800 million to broke.
Really? Did he go broke?
But I'm gonna tell you,
he almost lost his
dogs. If you want to read anything about Johnny Depp, this guy has gone through $800 million, but he has had the best time.
Yeah, fair enough. Except for his dogs. Remember the dogs? Barnaby Joyce.
Pistol and Pete, I think it was. Yeah, Barnaby Joyce wanted
How would you know the name of Johnny Depp's dogs? What sort of person are you?
Who knows that? Pistol and Pete. Barnaby Joyce threatened to put them...
exactly right.
Only in Australia does the Deputy Prime Minister come out and just say, you might be the biggest celebrity in the world. Yeah. We're going to kill your dogs.
Exactly right. It's not a big welcome, is it?
That's what I love about Australia.
I still like that.
Yeah.
We don't care who you are.
We're going to kill your dogs.
Exactly right. You might be the Pirate of the Caribbean, mate, but you're going to be mourning two dead dogs in a minute. Which is terrible, Philip, because we love dogs on the show. One at eight Wyuna Road. Well, that was a thumper. What was that $1 bid? What was going on there?
So here's a bit of fun that we had last weekend.
First time in my entire career I got that bid. Whoa! Here's with you. Take a cent, sir. Take a cent. 1 cent. I've never taken 1 cent at an auction. $999,999.99 and a million. Thank you, sir. At 1 million. $2 million, sir. Got a million here.
This property was sold so far over the reserve that the both buyers got fatigue at the end. There was one guy going hard. The second last bid I took was $999,999.99. Yep. So I said to the other guy, this is the only time, the first time in the history of me doing auction, I'll take a 1 cent bid. Yep. He gave me 1 cent, which rounded out to $1 million. Yep. The guy that bid $999,999.99 did a runner, like could not get out of the house.
He wasn't paying $1 million for that house, no matter what. There was no way he was going to pay that. Would have been crazy.
He was so relieved that this other guy made the 1 cent bid. So, bit of fun last weekend.
He ran. Good on you, Phil. That was, of course, the property. Where am I here? Which property was that, Phil? Hang on. Well, we have to talk about the property now because you brought up one and eight Wayuna Road. That was a runaway. Well, that's what's hot. Stuff like that. Villas are hot, Phil.
All the first home buyers, Gary, they want our single-story villas because they've all got a bit of courtyard garden and it's great first home buyers. So if you've got a villa, give us a call because we're the Villa Kings and Queens.
Don't move us on yet, Phil, because we've got to talk about the high road.
It's
all right. Don't worry. You'll be fine. 399 Aglenire Road, Phil, has not sold. Price now $1,799,000. I think that's a screaming, raging hot buy.
What was the price?
$1,799,000. We'll buy that, Philip. Right. 1799 with a lift, double garage, great property. Get down and see that. A unique, wonderful, bespoke, beautiful, north-facing back garden.
Speaking of that, because it sounds like $1,799,000, hurry.
Hurry now.
If you want one of our Gary Pirin Associates tote bags, there's one up on screen now.
Oh, don't that look nice?
Just send us in a message to ideas@garypeer.com.au. Yeah. We'll make one of those available together with a little gift inside.
Yeah, we'll put some chockies in or something lovely.
Something nice.
Phil, Sandringham, we also sold in, so well done to Lamour, Herskovitz, and well done to the vendor, Sandra, who's a friend of ours, with an old school buddy, and well done, Jeremy Rosen, selling that property for $552,000. Phil, we can go through.
How many auctions this weekend, Gary?
I think you've said there's 33, Philip. We're going to have to go through very, very quickly. There's
auctions.
Four of them at 10:30 a.m. We're just going to have to go like a race caller, Philip, straight through it very, very quickly. 10:30 a.m., four auctions. First one is in Oswald, Aussie.
Fabulous. Three bedrooms, one bathroom, one lock-up garage. Plenty of wonderful. That'll be a popular auction, viewers. Yep. If you want to come to a popular auction, see how we do it.
Come along,
have a coffee, get a bag.
Yeah.
Everyone goes home a winner.
Absolutely. 568 Centre Road. Leo Samuel Auctions. This is a terrific three-bedroom, two-bathroom property. Philip, I'm going to be in Deega Avenue. I love the look of this home, and we love it in Bentley and Bentley East. I'm the auctioneer for this. And Shirley Grove. Shirley, you can't be serious.
Do you know what, viewers? We say that joke every time we list something in Shirley Grove just because old habits die hard.
Exactly,
but we do love that. That's a two-bedroom, one-bathroom, one-car space apartment. And come and have a look at that apartment building because it's really just beautiful.
Triple auction action, Philip, at 1130 Leinster or Leinster Street. You are the auctioneer for that. Great
Can't wait
little property.
For that. Four bedrooms, three and a half bathrooms, and a double lock-up garage.
I'm going to Oakley, Phil, where you can go down that fantastic mall just off Atherton Road and have souvlaki at midnight. It's my kind of place, Philip. I love it there.
It is just bustling.
It is. 604-89 Atherton Road, a brand new apartment and a stunning one at that.
Two bath, one car space.
Gladstone Avenue, Armadale's, where Jeremy Rosen's auctions is terrific property, Philip.
Can't get a better address than that. Just round the corner from my home, so drop in for a cup of tea afterwards if you like.
Four auctions at 12:30, Philip. You're going to Jeremy Rosen's, 13 Royal Parade.
What a beautiful home. Four bedrooms, two bathrooms, plenty of off-street car parking there. It's a ripper.
Have fun in Cheltenham, Phil. We always do well in those areas. We did well in Hyatt last weekend, and there's no better love for property than in Bridge Road. In Richmond, Phil, I'm doing this auction. 12:30.
Yes, and that is a one bedroom, one bathroom, one car space. And Bridge Road is just jumping. Bridge Road, Swan Street, Church Street. You've got to love that whole location.
Love the central courtyard and surrounds of this property, Philip, at 53 Balaclava Road. What's the name of that building?
One bedroom, one bathroom, one car space. And what a great location and a really good apartment.
Four auctions at 1:30, Phil. Busy day. Lambeth Place is a terrific address.
Pretty as a picture of that one, Gary. Three bedrooms, one bathroom. What a great location. Love that pocket. We'll call it the Alma Hill.
I'm going to be in Armadale, Philip, at 1:30. We are covering so many suburbs in Melbourne this weekend. This one is terrific. One bedroom, stunning apartment. Philip goes up for auction at 1:30. Looking forward to it. Asling Street, Brighton.
To a little bakery just around the corner from there.
Not Ben's Bakery.
No, not Ben's Bakery, but Juliet. And that is in Sutherland Road in Armadale.
Yes.
It's in Armadale Street. Anyway, Google Juliet Bakery, best custard-filled donuts.
If you want to know wherefore art thou, Romeo, Go down to Juliet, you'll find him there. Philip, 5 at 109 Asling Street, Brighton. You are going to be the auctioneer for this terrific
property. Two bedrooms, two and a half bathrooms. Got to love that property. Two-story living. Very, very smart.
We are back in our homeland of Carnegie Phil. We love there in Emily Street at 130.
Check out the size of that courtyard. We said in the sales meeting yesterday, Gary, that anything with land, a courtyard anything with land that has a courtyard, an apartment or a villa unit, they are just performing really well.
Double auction action at 2:34. You're going to round us out. This is a terrific looking property in Alma Road.
Gary,
I love
this property. I love the position and I love the vendors. They are wonderful, wonderful people. Three bedrooms, two bathrooms, plenty of off-street car parking, lots to love there, and bay views. Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? They do present a beautiful property, those vendors. You're right. This is right at the top of their game. 2:45 Rosstown Road, Carnegie Phil is our final auction.
Part of the Carnegie groove there. Two bedrooms, one bathroom, one basement car space. Walk to the tram, walk to the train, walk to the best Chinese restaurants in Kunang Road.
Brings
it's
down the
thumping.
Curtain on Saturday, Phil. Let's move to Sunday. Hotham Street, Phil. That's happening at 10:30 a.m. with Mark Kirkham.
And what a good building that is. Two bedrooms, one bathroom and two car spaces.
You're going to be doing the Filbert Street auction, Phil. All those streets, those fantastic tree-named streets, Phil, and tree-lined, are doing incredibly well at the moment.
Filbert's the name of a street,
is it?
Filbert tree. Never heard of it. Anyway, that is a gorgeous home. Three bedrooms, one and a half bathrooms and gorgeous back garden and beautifully renovated,
renovated. If Filbert is not the name of a tree, then I'm very embarrassed. It's with cedar and alder and sycamore. And all those streets there.
Yes, but filbert is just not a tree. And if it is, send in your ideas at garypeer.com.au. We'll send you a prize.
And if it's not a tree, we're going to make it a tree. We're going to find a tree and call it the filbert tree. Philip, 11:30, we're going to be in Currawina Road. You're going to be hanging out a bit in Caulfield South, but this is
a great home that is. A great family home. Got everything that you want there and more with four bedrooms, two and a half bathrooms and a double lock-up garage.
Triple auction action
or
continues,
off-street car
Phil.
Parking.
At 11:30 is Courtyard Apartment, 6 at 69. For Inkerman
Love
Road.
The courtyard, two bedrooms, one bathroom, one car space. Check out the kitchen, check out the chocolate timber floors there. We love it.
Dynamic David Thompson is the auctioneer at 11:30 for this wonderful property in Carnegie.
G08 at 332 Nearham Road, Gary, is two bedrooms, two bathrooms and a secure car space and a courtyard garden.
G08, it's great, Phil. We've got four auctions on at 1237 Marlborough Street. We're going to be in Marlborough country, Phil.
Gary, I love that street and I love this house. I did a video tour there. Check that one out online, but that's three or four bedrooms, two gorgeous bathrooms and big entertainment areas.
Jeremy Rosen says auction honours in Webb Street, this fine looking property, Philip.
Three bedrooms, two bathrooms and a double lock-up garage, which is not easy to find in those villas, so that's great family living there with, again, wraparound courtyard
the
gardens.
The Rosstown Hotel isn't just a great hotel, Phil, it's the name of a great street in Carnegie, the Rosstown Road, of
course. A great property, two bedrooms, one bathroom, one undercover, one basement car space, that's a ripper too.
I'm going to be at Alma Road, Phil, at 12:30 with young Daniel Peer. Looking forward to auctioning. He's not that young anymore, but looking forward to auctioning this terrific apartment, Phil.
Two bedrooms, one bathroom, one car space. Beautifully renovated kitchen and bathrooms. Not a cent to spend. Just move in.
Caulfield South. It's all happening on Sunday. Philip Rosalie Street. I'm there at 1:30.
Three bedrooms, two and a half bathrooms and a lock-up garage. That is really good real estate. And again, a courtyard.
Great looking property at 17 Mitchell Road. Love this home, Phil.
Yes. Three bedrooms, two and a half bathrooms, a lock-up garage, gorgeous garden areas and Mitchell Street. If you don't know Mitchell Street, you probably have missed it along the journey, but it's in the epicentre of the Golden Mile of Caulfield North, a sleeper street, but some magnificent houses in that street.
I think it's a Mitchell Road. Even though a road suggests a longer because it's only a small street, I think it's called Mitchell Road.
Yeah, I don't know what the difference between a road and a street is, Gary.
I'm not sure either, but as real estate agents, maybe we should find out sometime. Phil, Alinda is a street and what a great home.
I love this. Click on the video tour of this because I'm very proud of that property. I'm very proud of the interior designers and the builders. Brand new four bedrooms, four and a half bathrooms. Gotta love that. Plenty of off-street car parking and the most amazing back room, Gary, with extra high ceiling heights.
Phil, I am going to be in Anderson. I'm looking forward to that at 3 o'clock. A fantastic villa, three bedroom, terrific villa with a garage, great great position there, Phil, and I know it's been the same hands for many years, so looking forward to that. Good floor plan, too.
Mm.
Phil, 3:30, you're going to be in Williams Road, Prahran. We love it in Prahran.
No, we won't be there, Gary. We'll be in Williams Road, Toorak. Don't undersell that home, Gary.
Right.
Not that there's anything wrong with Prahran. Viewers, a very good address, but you can't beat Toorak. It is the number one suburb in Australia, really. I think it's even better than Darling
or
Point.
Point Piper.
Yeah. Just because you can see a bridge and water does not make a good city.
Exactly.
Four bedrooms, four bathrooms, off-street car parking. It's just the most magnificent home. And you can walk to Como Park, Gary. You can walk to the Yarra River and you can walk to the Toorak Village from that spot.
You can go to Romeo's if you want to.
You could.
We could do a good chicken salad there. We're going to finish off, Philip, at 5:30 in Octavius Avenue, somewhat of a twilight special to close down Sunday.
Gary,
what a great property.
Shout out to the developers of that property. It is a seriously beautiful apartment, one of only two. We've sold the ground floor to the most magnificent people. So when you buy this apartment upstairs, you know that you've got a wonderful neighbour beneath you. That is incredible. And the tram's just gone past, viewers, and ding, ding, just to interrupt. Even the tram drivers know about GPTV.
Oh, yeah, they love it. They love it, Phil. They wouldn't miss it.
All right, is that a wrap, Gary? I'm exhausted.
Keep your energy up.
Well,
you're the fit one, Phil.
Yep.
Keep the energy up. We've got two properties just to talk about before we go. We're going to go in a minute. Parnell Street, 28 Parnell. Has it ever been a better development than Elm Street?
No, I don't believe there has, Gary. This is the most incredible property. Four bedrooms, three bathrooms, a lock-up garage for two cars. That's a double lock-up garage. Also got a turntable. I love turntables.
No, I love turntables. You just sit on them all day.
I think I'm going to do up our house and put in a turntable to make parking even easier.
I think you should put one inside the hallway as well. So I don't actually have to turn around to a room. Just stand on it and then it'll just take you out to a different room.
Very clever idea, Gary. That's why they pay you the big money, don't
they? Internal turntables. Look out for
speaking
them.
Of turntables, this house that's next up doesn't have a turntable because it doesn't need one. This is number 76 Alexandra Street. First of all, we love St Kilda East. We love this property because it's walking distance, the tram at Dandenong Road and Carlisle Street. You can't get a better location, but this is a freestanding family home with the secret back garden. Because it's got a back garden. Like, this is a single fronted house.
It's
very generous in size, but when you come from the outside and you come into the house, it just keeps going and going and going. And then you get to the back with this gorgeous porch, and you have to do this like this, Gary. Just to see the
or get one of those telescopes,
It's the deepest property with the longest garden. It is magic. Love number 76 Alexandra Street. It's one of the properties of the week. Come and have a look at it just for fun, or of course, just for fun and buy it.
Exactly right, for one of our Twilight auctions coming up later in the month. That's a big wrap on GPTV.
I'm going to close the iPad.
I think you should. Close the iPad, have a drink, sanitise your hands. Get ready for next week. I'm still talking about that midnight auction. I want to have one more career.
Dropping your G's,
I'm dropping everything for a Twilight auction. If you want to be the first midnight auction, I should say, let us know, because I reckon midnight auction, I'll tell you what, I'll be there and I'll welcome people with their pyjamas. We'll have glasses of port. We'll have some lovely hot chocolates, Phil, to round out the day. That's a big wrap on GPTV. We look forward to bringing you all the news through a thumping, busy, happening March. I'm Gary Pierce.
I'm Philip Kingston. Have a fabulous week, and thanks for putting up with this very long episode.